Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company, cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The National Screening Programme for Breast Cancer unfortunately looks set to miss its targets for a third year in a row. BreastCheck screens women aged 50 to 69 who are well and have no symptoms of breast cancer. The target for this year was 219,000 women. However, it is expected that just 170,000 will actually be screened. Amy Nolan is Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society. She's with me in studio, and on the line we're joined by Dr. Janice Walsh, consultant medical oncologist at St. Vincent's and Tala Hospitals. Amy Nolan, can I begin with you first? Your reaction to this missed target?
It's very disappointing because we know that BreastCheck works for women. We know that 7 in 1,000 women screened will be diagnosed with a breast cancer and at an early stage. So that would be a stage 1, stage 2. What that means for patients is that it's a more localized cancer and they can receive treatment that may result in like surgery or potentially radiotherapy, but they may not need other treatments that can mean a long time of treatment of chemotherapy, immunotherapy, which can be very debilitating for patients and have long-term side effects and also be very costly for the state.
Can we try and break this down? So there's 49,000 women who didn't get screened last year. How much of that might just simply be down to not attending the appointment?
We were told that 3 in 10 people did not participate in screening. So I think there is definitely a message that needs to go out to women there who are of an age that they can attend screening, 50 to 69 years old, that they really should avail of this screening. It means early detection is key. It's very simple to do, Philip. They can register online, breastcheck.ie. You need your PPS number and your address, and they will send you a letter
and
to attend.
To turn up at the appointment.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically about a third of this we can put down to being on the patients themselves not turning up. The other two thirds, though, is there human resource shortages?
We know that there are not enough radiographers, and the HSE embargo in 2023 did have an impact on the number of radiographers that are working on BreastCheck. So that it has definitely has an impact too. But really, we want to make sure that if people cannot attend their BreastCheck appointment, that they let BreastCheck know, because obviously they can put somebody else into that slot. You can also register from the age of 48, and then your screening should commence in the next. Okay.
Can we go back to the other reasons? So we have non-attendance, and we have a shortage of radiographers. Is there anything else there?
They are the main reasons. And in time, there may be other ways to look at productivity and processes, like implementing new AI procedures in radiography that can work alongside our human radiographers. But there may be things like that that can be looked at in future.
If there aren't enough radiographers there, it does make the aspiration for reducing the age at which women get checked to 45, well, very aspirational.
Yeah, and that is a good point. But I think if we are not meeting the targets currently, we still need to consider reducing the age range to 45, which is what the Irish Cancer Society is calling for, because we know women are being diagnosed at a younger age now, and we really see the value and the benefit of identifying those cancers at a younger age.
Do you understand why it is that we're not recruiting or training the right number of radiographers? Are we just not retaining them in the country?
I do think that the HSE embargo had a big impact. And I think it's actually a worldwide problem, radiographers. So this is not just,
Ireland.
It is worldwide.
Okay. What's the stitch in time message here? That for an outlay on an increased number of radiographers, what do we end up saving down the line?
I mean, if we can identify these patients earlier, these breast cancer patients earlier, it means that these extra treatments, these very expensive treatments, the impact on a day ward where patients have their cancer treatments, there's workforce issues there as well in day wards, as we know, where the patients are receiving their treatments. So if we can ensure that patients are diagnosed earlier with less treatment modalities required, that will have a huge economic benefit.
And women are being diagnosed diagnosed earlier and earlier now. Is that down to increased and improved screening by GPs, or is there something else going on that we need to worry about?
I think there's increased awareness. And certainly, we've just come out of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which was in October. So certainly the women are more aware, but we always encourage people to be aware of their breasts, aware of any changes or alterations, and to attend their GP if they are concerned at any age, because we are seeing younger cases and older cases of breast cancer. So if people are concerned at all, we recommend they attend their GP and be referred to a clinic.
Yeah. You don't have to sit there and wait for the letter from BreastCheck. You can go to your GP. I just last week on Liveline talked to a woman whose GP made an absolutely amazing and life-saving catch, and something that she hadn't noticed herself in her own breast. And she was well under the age of 50.
Yes.
So the message is, get to your GP.
Please get to your GP. Call our support line, 1-800-200-700, or cancer.ie is our website also. And we have cancer-trained nurses that can speak to you about any of your concerns in advance of you, if you want to attend, make an appointment with your GP practice as well. I spoke with somebody only recently, 69-year-old lady, who attended her breast check appointment and was diagnosed with breast cancer. Had no symptoms, no signs. So she had to have surgery, she had to have radiotherapy, but she is now clear of her cancer, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So it is something to be borne in mind here now, that the 5-year survival rates for breast cancer, if caught early enough, are, I'm not minimising what it is that you have to go through to get treated, but the outcomes at the other end are spectacular.
Absolutely. And we know that if you're diagnosed at stage one, stage two, it's 90% cure rate, which is fantastic.
All of which makes the stronger argument for actually beefing up the resources going into screening. Can I bring you in, Dr. Janice Walsh, consultant medical oncologist in Vincent's and Tallaght Hospitals, at this point, please? What's your reaction to missing this target, not just last year, but now for 3 years on the trot?
I suppose it's the accumulation of a few factors, Philip. We never like anybody not having the opportunity to screen their breast, because we know the people who have an earlier diagnosis do better. But this is the culmination of a couple of pauses during the COVID period. And during that period, patients, it wasn't that breast check stopped working, but a lot of our symptomatic patients, patients who had symptoms like breast lumps and bleeding from, let's say, the nipple or distortion of the breast, were being funneled through there to be evaluated. So we've had two pauses from COVID. We have, as Amy has very eloquently identified, a shortage of radiographers, and there is a very... campaign at the moment.
Janice, sorry, we just lost you on the last line there. Can you go back on what you said happened to the radiographers?
Can you hear me? I was just saying that Amy had very eloquently outlined that we have a shortage of radiographers, which is a worldwide issue. But the big one, Philip, is our rising population. We are flying up in terms of the number of people that are in the country. And as a result of that comes a greater need to screen our women. So I can tell you on the coalface, because I'm in here doing it every day, we are absolutely to the top, working to the hilt, trying to get people through. I'm obviously not a radiologist myself, but I know by the number of people we have coming through. But we need more resources, and that is the ongoing issue that we need. We know that the detection rate in Ireland actually through screening is very high. We detect about 8 or 9 per thousand. And in other European countries, we see about 7 per thousand. So it really works for us. So we're really focused on, one, trying to catch up. Two, trying to really focus on people accepting their appointment to come, because Amy has identified that we have about 70% of people who come to get their breast check mammograms done. But the proportion of people who come, if they've come already, are very high. But we have less than 70% of people accepting the appointment to come for their first screening mammogram. So we really need to get these people in and make them believe that breast screening makes a difference. And number two, we need to look at geographical differences, because I know in Vincent's we have a very high uptake in terms of people coming for their first one. And yet in other areas, where people may be not feeling they can take the time off work, there is lower uptake. So that's something we need to focus on.
Is everybody getting seen, Janice, or do people end up getting turned away? What way is the shortfall presenting itself?
Yeah, so let me tell you. So in terms of the breast check letters go out inviting people to come in, and then people opt themselves whether they're going to come or not. For people who cancel their appointment, there is a very rigorous procedure to try and replace that appointment with someone else to try and avoid these mounting waiting lists. But a breast check is for an asymptomatic person, Philip, and that is very important. This is not a woman with a breast lump. This is a woman who goes in, she thinks there's nothing wrong with her, and then 8 or 9 out of 1,000 get a recall to say, look, this looks like breast cancer. So the symptomatic clinics run in more centres, and that is looking at people who have symptoms. Now, when you come in with a symptom, i.e. a breast lump, you've noticed a change in your breast size, you've noticed your breast is much more red and inflamed, you've noticed that you have maybe blood coming out of the nipple, that it requires a triple assessment. That is not appropriate to go to breast check. And that triple assessment is essentially being seen also by a breast surgeon, having your imaging plus or minus a biopsy. Okay.
Janice, what advice would you give to somebody who is asymptomatic, but there are family members who have had breast cancer in the past? Should they be seen privately?
So right now, it's not necessary that you need to go privately. There is criteria for being seen in our breast, our family risk clinics. So your first protocol will be your GP to look at how extensive that family history is. You know, a lot of people think that their grandmother dying at 70 puts them at very high risk of developing breast cancer, but that is really not the case. What is important is if you have a lot of family members that were 50 and under, or maybe even 60 and under, this would be a group where we would be saying that maybe we should be looking after you a little bit more closely. So the first protocol would be your GP to discuss that family history. Then they would refer into one of the family risk clinics. They are very busy, as you can imagine, but that assessment happens, and then the determination as to whether you need breast imaging earlier than 50 is made, or that you may need genetic testing, which is obviously a conversation for another day, because there's a whole heap of issues regarding access to that in a timely manner.
I have a statement in from Breast Check, and it says of that figure of women who are not attending that they say our screening uptake is high at 78% for Q2 of this year, so for the second half of this year. There's still, if you look at that figure the other way around, 22% of women who are not attending or uptaking those appointments. What would you say to them, Janice? How would you try and persuade them to come?
I would say to them, do not be afraid. If we find something, the earlier we find it, the cure rates, as Amy has outlined, are really phenomenal. The treatments in many cases have been de-escalated. So for a lot of people, they don't need chemotherapy. Because I think the one thing that people will say is, look, it's better that nearly like an ostrich approach. What I don't know won't hurt me. But we know that that is clearly not true. This is not a scary process. The people involved in this are very compassionate. They deal with it every day. And really to come and have your mammogram is the best public health measure you can do. And you know what? It's for free, and very little feels for free these days.
Exactly. And I suppose to be glass half full about it as well, Breast Check say, look, at the beginning of this year, we had the staff in place to screen 160,000 women, and they have gotten to 170,000. So as bad as things are, they're still improving, Janice.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't want to make it sound bad either, because people are working really, really hard, and really good work has been done. But let's just keep plugging away to try and close this deficit. Can I also just take this opportunity, Philip, to really just say that people can do things for themselves too. Amy's talked about the importance of examination, but we really need to look at the fact that we're having a 2-4% increase in cancers in different age groups as things stand. And you know, the things we can do for ourselves, it's really important we watch over ourselves. One, of course, we can be breast aware and know how to examine our breasts. But more importantly, we need to do the things that are easy, that are and that are reproducibly important. So that are exercising every day. It does not need to be in a gym, but we need to be doing a 30-minute brisk walk every day. That has an antioxidant effect that protects us from harm. We need to watch our weight and watch our alcohol intake.
While we have people's attention, Amy, I think it might be useful for you to tell them again how they can check the register.
Yeah, so they can check the register if they go to breastcheck.ie. They can register that way. From the age of 48, you can register, and then screening commences from the age of 50. And then the other, I think it's really important to say, sometimes people don't want to do a website check. So there's a phone number as well, which is 1-800-45-45-55. That's for breast check also. So if you want to amend an appointment or anything like that, it's just good to know that there's a phone number there too.
Give it to us one more time.
So the phone number is 1-800-45-45-55 for breast check, and then breastcheck.ie. And obviously you can contact the Irish Cancer Society at any time.
Amy Nolan, Director of Clinical Affairs of the Irish Cancer Society, and Professor Janice Walsh, Consultant Medical Oncologist. Thank you both very much. Let's take a break.
Today on RTE Radio 1.